Alaya is a beautiful name. Rhys brushed the loose strands of her hair from her cheek, and the caress of his knuckles over her skin sent tingles to all those places that had no business reacting to this immortal who could clip her wings as easily as he'd unleash her. It's fitting. Aud, your adopted mother chose not to call you by your given name. Odder that Iran knew it. Not really. Your birth mother was one of Minerva's handmaidens. While my stepmother might not have been able to speak to her maidens on a day-to-day basis, she knew much of what was happening to them. Until her powers were bound completely. Ali grinned while silently cursing her second slip. As just the human caught up in their world, she shouldn't know the fate of Rhys's stepmother. Excitement had made her sloppy. Or so I've overheard. You do like to linger in places you have no reason to be. Caught. Keeping her smile in place, Ali shrugged. It's simply the consequence of boredom. Wandering passes the time. Sometimes when I wander, I hear things. You've spent months focused on building Hellnet. How could you be bored? I didn't spend every waking moment on the project, she said. She took time to eat and sleep. Sidestepping the hunter who tempted her more than he should, she turned to the patio and added, "But you're right. I should be more respectful. I'll start now." Rhys caught her arm. "Where are you going?" "Outside, so as not to overstep my boundaries anymore. This is a family meeting, and I'm not part of it." She shook off Rhys's hold and moved to the patio doors. "Anyway, this is one of the warmest days we've had in months. A precursor of springtime. After the winter we've endured, I want to enjoy it. It's supposed to rain and ice later. Maybe snow next week. Then I better enjoy the warmth while it lasts." Rhys said nothing else, nor did he make another attempt to stop her. She slipped outside and walked a few feet into the yard before pulling out her cell phone and accessing the program she'd spent months fine-tuning for the sole purpose of creating Hellnet. Using her biometrics, she unlocked the app and went through the steps to duplicate the in-use Hellnet account, then changed the security parameters for both. With the duplicate and private Hellnet path connected, she glanced over her shoulder. Nobody stood in the door watching her or peeked at her from the windows. She scanned the impressively built men gathered around the camera in the library and picked out Rhys standing next to Zef. Both men carried on a conversation she couldn't hear. Curiosity tempted her to sneak back and listen. Duty drew her attention to the phone in her hand. She sent a text to Minerva's private phone with a link to the personal account Ali had just created. After several minutes, the ex-goddess of love's reply showed on the screen. "Well done. Alana would be proud of what you've accomplished." A surge of pride warmed her. While Ali hadn't spent much time with her birth mother, she held on to the memories and love of her. Ali rested her chin on the top edge of the phone for a moment and let the happy feeling settle over her, then responded, "I've only done what was expected of me." "And you've granted Hellnet access to my handmaidens?" Ali had only spoken to one, despite several of her aunts knowing about her. "Not yet." The moment Minerva started typing, Ali quickly added, "But I'll text Jessica next. Zyra. That is my handmaiden's true name. And once I step out of hell, there will be no reason for any of my maidens to hide who they are or what they are capable of. Their powers have never been restrained. They simply haven't used them. For their safety and mine." Ali held her fingertip above the screen and resisted asking why. It wasn't her place to question a goddess. "Zyra it is then. I'll get her set up with a Hellnet account and give her instructions on how to create accounts for the rest of your maidens. Then you'll all be reconnected again. At least sort of, until I can actually pay your debt and free you." Several minutes passed before Minerva sent another text. "You can be more than just the key. You can take Alana's place in service to me." Ali stared at the screen while her heart raced. "As a maiden? One of your handmaidens of love?"